Welcome to the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr.
And welcome back, everybody, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live this afternoon from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everybody. We hope you are absolutely as excited as we are. We are beyond excited today. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and really one of the true elite doctors from the great state of Alabama. We want to welcome as our very, very special guest here today, Dr. Gary Edwards from Hoover, Alabama. Welcome, Dr. Edwards.
Dr. Bard, I'm really excited to be featured on this nationally syndicated radio show, and it's a pleasure and honor to speak with you.
It's a real treat, Dr. Edwards, and really a real honor to have you with us here today on the show. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to love about this show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. Gary Edwards from Hoover, Alabama. But more importantly, during our show, they really, really get an up-close and a very, very personal look from behind the curtain as to why you, Dr. Edwards, have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries, and many of whom who are basically have never been injured but continue to deal with the aches and pains and the stressors of everyday life. And we're going to jump right into the deep end of the pool here today, because one of the things that you're known for nationally is something known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Edwards, can you explain to our listening audience, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, first of all, it's a very very specialized type of treatment, as you've come to appreciate, shared by relatively few physicians and none, unfortunately, in the Birmingham metro area. But what it amounts to is actually the spinal discs that comprise upwards to about 25% of the spinal column height begin to degenerate or can be injured. And in turn, they can actually begin to bulge or herniate and run into nerve roots, which can cause pain locally as well as down an arm or leg. It also can upset organ function if indeed that nerve root powers an organ, let's say in the pelvis, and obviously makes them very debilitated. This can lead to all sorts of problems, such as when they are using things like spinal injections to try to numb the pain of that type malady, allowing it to worsen, unfortunately, if the injections were successful, and ultimately leading to surgery, which then in turn usually leads to a second or third surgery. So their health continues to decline from this type condition that in many ways is reversible and fixable without surgery.
Now, who, Dr. Edwards, would you consider to be the best candidates for this type of procedure?
Well, anybody that's having recurrent pain, specifically in the low back, it can be in the neck as well, that doesn't seem to be resolving with normal treatment. For example, many times people will take the over-the-counter medications such as anti-inflammatories that may temporarily suspend their condition. Then they might seek physical therapy. They might seek the injections that I mentioned before. They might even do anything short of surgery, but again, the problem still keeps coming back. Anything that bothers them, for example, when they lift, bend over, try to do some yard work, lifting their children, grandchildren, even playing with their pets, even doing, not getting the enjoyment out of life, really. It takes the joy out of their life, and if that type of pain is something that they're suffering with, then they need to really be evaluated.
Now, one of the things that you're known for nationally is your protocol with respect to who qualifies and who is accepted for treatment. And obviously, in a perfect world, you would be able to accept all the patients for this procedure. But in essence, there's really a specific type of protocol that you use. Can you explain a little bit about this protocol in terms of who qualifies and, more importantly, how they qualify?
Yes, it's kind of you to mention this. Now, it's my desire to help everybody. That's why I began my journey 30-plus years ago in the process of learning and perfecting the craft that I have been taught by excellent instructors. However, the reality of this particular condition is not everyone is a candidate for this type condition. First and foremost, our workup begins with, obviously, a very careful case history. We go over looking at history of injuries. We look at going back to as far as a person can remember. But then we also do advanced diagnostics, which would include MRI. It would also include potentially some nerve conduction velocity tests and things of that nature. These advanced diagnostics give us the ability to accurately assess if they're a candidate, and certainly if they're not, we'll not accept them for care. We will only accept those patients who honestly we believe would benefit from the protocol and could benefit from the protocol that has been lined out for more than 30 years.
That's fantastic. We are joined here live on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show with our incredible guest, Dr. Gary Edwards from Hoover, Alabama. And you mentioned something very, very important, which I know is something that many patients are familiar with, but may not know the difference. Can you explain, Dr. Edwards, the difference between and the purpose of why an MRI would be important versus a plain film or a general X-ray study?
Well, X-rays, as you were alluding to, do show bony framework and so forth. However, they do not adequately visualize the discs. We can see on X-ray the space occupied by a disc, but we have no real accurate assessment of its health. An MRI, however, gives us a much better picture of the soft tissue, which would include the disc, and how it is potentially in the right position or in the wrong position. And also, it would show displacement of certain nerve roots, if indeed it is offending a nerve, that in turn could be correlated very well with the patient's symptoms and certain physical findings such as muscular weakness, loss of sensation, as well as pain.
One of the things that you're known for, and I know that our listening audience all over the world can hear that on this show, is the simple fact that you are known, Dr. Edwards, as an incredible communicator. And if you look in the dictionary under the word, really under the word doctor, one of the definitions is teacher. And I think it's been an amazing accomplishment to be able to do what you've done so well for so many years, and that is to empower your patients by educating them and to be able to give them the tools that are necessary to allow for maximum improvement. And you could have practiced anywhere in the country. Why did you choose Hoover?
Well, first of all, it's very kind of you to say what you've said, Dr. Bard. And it has been a hallmark of what I have come to understand, that I want to be treated, well, backing up just a moment, I would want to be treated in a manner consistent with what I treat my patients with. this is not working what's known as the golden rule. Treat people like you'd want to be treated. Any condition that I had, I'd want my physician, my teacher, if you will, as you alluded to tell me straight, what's going on with my condition? What are my options? What can I do? What's the best option? What's, you know, other options that may not be as attractive, but I'd like to know all that, giving me the information with which to make the best determination. And then accept the advice of someone who is genuinely cares about my outcome, not just a matter of having a particular sales pitch, if you will, because I don't believe in that. I believe in just educating and empowering the patients, as you mentioned, to make the best decision for their benefit.
We know that patients travel far and wide to come see you in Hoover, and the simple fact that often they'll cross state boundaries and state lines to be able to have an opportunity to be assessed by you and hopefully qualify for care, qualify for treatment. Would you be kind enough, Dr. Edwards, to share your contact information with our listening audience as far as your website and your phone number?
Yes, sir. Thank you. My phone number, beginning with area code 205-989-4114. That's area code 205-989-4114. My website is Hoover Disc Center. That's spelled HOOVERDISCCENTER.com. On that website, you'll find quite a bit of information regarding more of that particular type treatment that we were discussing earlier, as well as some of the other specialties that we may all also involve. It is something interesting that you should mention, Dr. Bard, that we do have patients who drive by literally hundreds of other doctors' offices to get the care they need here, and I'm somewhat honored and flattered by that, but at the same time kind of floored by the fact that they are not given the type of care that I feel is necessary that a practitioner, a true practitioner, should offer his patients, and that is treating them as they would a member, a valued member of their family or someone they care deeply about. We have patients that come from across the state lines in Florida and Georgia and Tennessee and Mississippi to be treated here in the Birmingham metro area. And one of the reasons that I located here was the fact that I grew up in Alabama, though south of here in a small town, and just Birmingham area is just has so much to offer as to the arts. It's one of the major medical meccas, if you will, because the University of Alabama, Birmingham, is an excellent medical school that's located here, and we have quite a few doctors in the area, but none that do this type of specialty work.
So one of the great things about you, Dr. Edwards, and I know that our listening audience hears it immediately, and we've tried to get you on this show for such a long time, so I'm going to brag on you a little bit, only in the sense that you happen to be one of the most humble, really one of the most modest physicians. With all your accomplishments and all your awards and all your honors, you still always remember where you came from, and really one of the most modest guys that I've been so fortunate to get an opportunity to know. One of the things that really has set you apart is you actually have the highest level of training and the highest level of certification that is available today in non-surgical spinal decompression. You are what is known as nationally certified. Can you talk a little bit about what it takes to become nationally certified and some of that training that has set you apart?
Well, again, I feel somewhat unworthy but by your accolades, but the fact is it is true. The fact is
we're just getting started. We're just getting started here.
The national certification.
I could brag on you until, as we say in Texas, till the cows come home. I think that's what they say.
I believe you. The national certification is held by, gosh, less than 100 doctors of in the world at present, and we always want to expand that, but it's a quite an extensive certification process by which not only the educational process that has to go through, but also practical as well as the rigorous type examination, which requires an 80% or greater score on the final examination, some of which who don't make it, as a matter of fact. And it just requires a very definitive dedication that the doctors must make in order to attain this certification.
Now, one of the things that patients also come to see you for is something known as treatment for a condition known as peripheral neuropathy. And I know when patients hear this term, it covers really a broad base of symptoms and profile. Can you talk a little bit about this specialization, this specialty that you have with respect to the treatment of patients who suffer from peripheral neuropathy?
Yes, Dr. Board. Peripheral neuropathy, as you alluded to, is when the nerves that are the periphery, in other words, nerves that exit the spine and go to wherever they may go, which is most commonly down arms or legs, can become compromised either chemically or compression or toxicity and cause those nerves to malfunction. This can lead to pain, burning, numbness, unrelenting hypersensitivity, to the point of even then no sensitivity, which is actually very dire, that then allows persons to injure themselves, that then can lead to even subsequent amputations from various infections and things of that nature. There are numerous causes of peripheral neuropathy, the most common of which is diabetes. However, it is not the only one. There are actually four others that are very much undiagnosed and certainly not treated well because there's no medical treatment for it that is effective.
So we are joined here live on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show with our most special guest, Dr. Gary Edwards from Hoover, Alabama. And so in a nutshell, basically, Dr. Edwards, whether the condition is taking place at the source, be it a spinal condition or a spinal disc, or whether it is taking place along the course of where that nerve travels, you are in a position to actually treat both of those conditions. Is that correct?
That is correct. This goes back to, again, a very careful examination, obviously. Prior to that, however, a very comprehensive case history that we must understand exactly what the person is suffering from and accurately diagnose it so that we can outline a specific custom-designed care plan, which will include in-office as well as home therapies for the neuropathy, for the not only the management of it long-term, but the reversal of it as well.
It's very interesting in the simple sense that a lot of times, really, what happens, as you know all too well, is that you've really become a detective, if you will, of what is the actual cause of their condition. I think that's one of the things that has always set you apart amongst your peers, and especially with respect to the fact that a lot of these conditions are initially trauma-related or accident or injury-related, and a mainstay of your practice has always been the treatment of patients who unfortunately have been involved in some type of traumatic insult, specifically an automobile accident. Can you speak a little bit on why it is crucial that a patient get evaluated right after or as close to the time of an accident as possible? Because I think that's one of the biggest misnomers that we've seen in terms of the typical, well, let's just wait and see what happens. Can you elaborate a little bit on the timeliness of being evaluated after an accident?
Yes, it's virtually every day that we have a patient who may come into our office who reports a symptom that showed up just a few days ago, seemingly out of the blue. After a careful examination and then x-ray and whatever workup that might be appropriate for their condition, we're then able to inform them that that area of your spine was actually injured 5 to 7 years ago. What happened? When, in fact, they had not shared that with me. And they said, oh, well, I was involved in a car accident about 6 years ago, but I wasn't hurt. But in fairness, yes, they were. It took 6 years, however, for it to show up seemingly out of the blue. So I can't stress enough that if a person is in a traumatically injured accident, such as an automobile accident, in which there's damage done to the car to any great extent, there's actually damage potentially done to the softest thing in the car, which happens to be you as the occupant. Many of these things, after a day or so, may feel better or may feel worse, but then they begin a degenerative condition that can usually be reversed if caught early. Very much like a cancer or something of that nature, early detection is so important for the proper resolution of their condition.
I think that's probably one of the main reasons why you've been really the go-to doctor in Hoover amongst a major portion of the medical legal network that exists there with respect to so many attorneys that want to refer their clients to you because they know your degree of specificity, they know how thorough you are, and they know your attention to detail. And I think that's one of the things, obviously, that has always, always set you apart. And I would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about really the person who behind the scenes really makes sure that in terms of making sure that the patients are taken care of from what we would always say from above down, from inside out, but also from an administrative point of view to make sure that all their records and everything is handled, that's almost a guardian angel watching out for them. And that person, her name is Carla. Can you talk a little bit about Carla?
Carla in our office is the one that really is the brains behind the whole administrative aspect. Therefore, nothing falls through the cracks. When we're dealing with people who, whether injured or otherwise, we want to obtain as much information as we can about everything from their past medical history to the actual accident and injury, police report, everywhere they may have been before they may wind up in my office, let's say in the emergency room or otherwise. I want to know everything we can gather about this person. I want to have that for my purposes of making the proper assessment and then the proper treatment protocol, and I couldn't do it at all without Carla.
Well, I think it's interesting because, again, you're so incredibly humble, and she really is if I can really design the type of person that you would want to see in a doctor's office to make sure that everything is being taken care of. And that's one of the reasons I think that you've always been known as a five-star facility, five-star doctor, and really a five-star staff. And that is without question. That's always, always been a cut above. And one of the many things that has set you apart. And so we know that there's only so many hours in the day, and if there's a way to squeeze more juice out of it, you'll probably figure out a way to do that. However, I know there's things that you like to do outside the office, and when you're not helping your patients, when you're not helping sick people get better, when you're not studying, and you've always been a student of the profession in that regard, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I love to travel, and my wife and I love to travel. We love to visit with relatives and things of that nature, and just spending a little downtime that way. We don't have a specific favorite place, everything from the beach to the mountains to you name it, but we love going to new areas and experiencing new things. I'm also a private pilot. I do fly an airplane, and it allows us a little bit more traveling of distance in the time that we have off. But really, it's just a matter of just interaction with people. I'm a people person and just love being around people.
It's fantastic. You're just radiant. You're magnetic. You've always been that way. And I think that's one of the incredible things that has made it really, really such a positive experience for all your patients who you have a relationship with that goes back for so many years, 30 plus years here. And if you'd be kind enough one more time to just give us and share with our listening audience your contact information one more time before we say goodbye.
Yes. My office phone number is area code 205-989-4114. That's, again, area code 205-989-4114. Our website is hooverdiscsenters.com. That's HOOVERDISCCENTERS.com.
That's fantastic. So I have one last question for you. I kind of know the answer, but I think it's just so crucial. I just think it's so important that you share this information, and it's an A or B decision here. But the question is, Crimson Tide or War Eagle?
The old joke there is, if born in Alabama, one does not it is not important whether you're male or female. It's got to be stamped on your birth certificate, your allegiance. It has to be University of Alabama, Roll Tide, or War Eagle, Auburn University. And mine happens to be Roll Tide.
I kind of had that feeling. I didn't want to say anything. I think our listening audience kind of also had that feeling. But I think that's what makes it so incredible to be a resident of Alabama, to have really the premier college football teams, can I say, plural, in this amazing state. It's been such an honor. Gosh, where does the time go? I would love to have you back on a future broadcast here. Would you be so kind in the future, Dr. Edwards, to join us on another episode of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, if your time allows?
Yes, I'd enjoy that very much, sir.
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank our listening audience. You guys are incredibly loyal to this show. We have an incredible and amazing following, and that's simply because of you. And we thank you for tuning in. We want to thank our most special guest, Dr. Gary Edwards, one of a kind. They get no better in Hoover, Alabama. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who's on assignment today, we want to thank everybody for listening, and we're excited to see you and to speak with you on the next episode of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We'll speak to you then. Make it a great one.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.